Experts following the presidential vote count say there's a good chance Democrat Joe Biden could get the 270 electoral votes he needs soon. And if that happens, Ohio will have, for the first time in 60 years, failed to choose the winner. University of Cincinnati political science professor David Niven says this election makes it clear that Ohio is no longer a bellwether state that mirrors the overall national vote, and it also isn't a competitive state for the parties. Niven says Ohio already went into this presidential race having lost its top-tier battleground status, and this outcome just makes that point even more clear.
Not only shouldn't we have been a toss-up, we weren't anywhere close to being one. The future battle for the presidency is highly unlikely to run through Ohio.
Like in 2016, polls were off, and Niven says that's because they didn't accurately show who was going to show up to vote. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.